And I'm fearful right now we have an American culture that's so effete in its defense of individual liberty and so willing to accept vassalage to some big brother government who yells safety. That the president would get away with it.
Well, Bruce,
on the street, you know.
As you know, that's the end with the entire architecture. I'm going to skip this network break here, so station shouldn't cover this up. It's a network break. I'm going to skip it. We only got you at the bottom of the hour, and this is so important. Constitutional law expert, congressional expert, Ron Paul's main advisor on legal issues, constitutional lawyer, Bruce Fine. He's also an author. Bruce, let's shift gear as, in the same area, but shifting gears, look at Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich has been attacking Ron Paul, calling him a joke. Donald Trump's been calling him a joke. When Donald Trump is a joke, by any yardstick, Mr. Eminent Domain, Mr. Democratic Party contributor who claims he's a Republican, clearly a ringer. But Newt Gingrich has now been endorsed by the former Federal Reserve head of Kansas City, Herman Cain. And Newt Gingrich, who is for indefinite detention, torture, all of this, who's for carbon taxes, who's for all these different globalist things, he is now the front runner. Ron Paul's admitted number two now in Iowa and other states. What's your view on Newt Gingrich and what's wrong with mainline Republicans, or do you think these polls are a fraud? How could any conservative with half a brain like Newt Gingrich?
I don't know. This guy is the epitome of inside the beltway cynicism. You say one thing one day, the other the next day. He exploits all the political chicanery known to mankind. You know, a historian for Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, $40-50 million that he's that he gets out of for lobbying Congress on his health care issue. He's an egomaniac. He cheats on his wife. He has run. He claims that he's great for frugality, and he has a Tiffany's bank account of $500,000. He manipulates and utilizes nonprofit organizations to benefit his political campaign, his profit-making organizations for free. I mean, and he spouts anything under the sun, no matter how glib yet absurd they are. I mean, his statement, for example, the president should flout decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court if they think they're wrong. You know? Wow, that's really something. This is somebody who is talking about Ron Paul as being a joke. This guy's been destroyed. The greatest conception of all constitutions in the history of the world, judicial review in 1787. And that's a whim of Newt Gingrich. No, the president just said, the heck with the Supreme Court. And you see how absurd that is, because he's at the same time saying, oh, if the Supreme Court declares the health care bill unconstitutional, then it should fall. But at the same time, he's basically saying, well, Obama could just ignore it and implement his health care anyway. I mean, the guy is a total intellectual jumble of contradictions and cynicism. And I believe that the only reason that explains his rise is that he's not Mitt Romney. And Mitt is so statuesque. He's so off-putting as a candidate. They're sort of scrambling, the Republicans are, for somebody else. And Newt is the candidate for that particular time. But I believe as more of these warts in Newt become more known and prominent, he will fall like a shooting star and a comet out of the sky and be destroyed, because his character is so flawed that it simply cannot withstand a sustained public scrutiny.
Amazing analysis, absolutely on target. Looking at Newt Gingrich, it's like shark teeth. All these different politicians come forward, the public learns about them, they fall away. We've seen it with Perry, with Romney, with Newt.
With Bachman,
with all of them. Only Ron Paul has stayed number one, number two, or number three in every straw poll, every scientific poll. He now is, and I'm not just saying this because I'm a Ron Paul supporter, I'm always a realist, he really is the front runner in all the big polls. He beats Obama handily. I mean, he is the man. He should be our next president. He's been dead on about why we're in so much trouble. He's the only candidate that will actually address it. And if we don't elect Ron Paul, if the power structure doesn't elect Ron Paul, I mean, as corrupt as the power structure is, they can't just keep robbing and stealing. They're going to kill the golden goose.
Yeah.
Your take on that?
Yeah, I think that's right. But the history of empires is the history of self-ruination. But I certainly agree with your assessment of Ron Paul. And this is what I can say with 100% firsthand certainty. he is the only candidate who's not running for self-aggrandizement. He's the only candidate who's not driven by egomania. He's the only candidate that we know when he's in the Oval Office and he makes the decision, he will be made based upon what he thinks are best for the nation and those yet to be born.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
From Moncton, the leading expert and champion of exposing this 21st century authoritarianism that looked invincible just 5 years ago, but is now flailing in its apparent death throes, but still clinging to life and still as dangerous as ever, unfortunately. And with him in Durban, South Africa, where they're having this conference, is Mark Moreno of Climate Depot, the leading group here in the United States. And, of course, he's been an advisor to the Congress as well. Lord Monckton, of course, was one of the chief advisors to Margaret Thatcher. He's a journalist and researcher as well as an inventor. And, again, he joins us from this International Climate Court of Justice. Now they have courts, and we must pay a price to the earth, which means paying money to Al Gore and others. Lord Moncton, thank you for joining us.
It's a real pleasure, Alex. In fact, the authoritarianism of the UN knows no bounds. On entirely arbitrary grounds, they tried to ban me from the conference once I arrived here. So I went away, and we got a plane, and I dropped in by parachute instead. And they weren't used to dealing with that. And it's had massive publicity around the world, and the UN is now looking very silly indeed for having tried to ban me on an entirely trumped-up nonsense, which they've now had to back off from.
Well, that's amazing. And this isn't the first time they've tried this, is it?
No, they're always doing this. The fact is that we are now the Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow, which is the environmental charity that I come here with, which has real projects to help the poor people of Africa and of Latin America. It's not just a pressure group. They are the only organization here which disagrees with what I'm going to call the Marxist Party line, what they would call the scientific consensus. Let's call it what it is, the Marxist Party line on this whole climate nonsense. And so they always do harass us. I mean, 4 or 5 years ago in Bali, where I had booked a room for press conferences through the UN Secretariat, we were in a press conference one day, very well attended, when along came the chief of the Secretariat and said, "You can't have press conferences in this room." And I said, "But we booked these in good faith." And they said, "We don't care, yours is the wrong message, and we'll have you arrested if you go on giving out the wrong message." That's the kind of thing that the UN does to us every time. And you may remember in Copenhagen last year, I was knocked out by a policeman, not sure whether he was a Danish policeman or a UN policeman, but either way, I was hit from behind while walking away from the policeman in question. There's no doubt they do not like hearing home truths about how their little scientific scam and fraud is collapsing, and how even if they were right on the science, the near unanimous view in the peer reviewed literature is that, economically speaking, it's better to sit back, enjoy the sunshine, and do nothing. But the real breaking news here at this conference, Alex, is the extraordinary story that in the 138-page document to which the UN bureaucrats fondly think the various member states, all 194 of them, of the Framework Convention on Climate Change are going to agree, there are now provisions for protecting the rights, not of people, not of animals, not of plants, but of Mother Earth. We're now in straightforward, old-fashioned superstition territory now. The rights of Mother Earth, and they're going to be enforced against the West only by a new international climate court run by the UN with absolute power to order Western countries such as the United States to hand over money and to run their economies and their environments in whatever way the so-called court is.
Sir, I want to go through this as you join us from South Africa, but what, just 2 or 3 months ago, the UN said we want green helmets that will invade your country. So now the UN and NATO will put some rebels in and then claim that they're a democratic group, and NATO bombards and calls it peace, and the peace president gets behind it, Obama. And they're talking about another peace prize because how great these so-called peace wars are. And so I've also seen cases where these UN carbon credits, as you know, in South America, Central America, and Africa, mainstream, even New York Times admits, that they come in and kill the locals to take their property to then plant trees on it to save the earth. I mean, isn't this just a new excuse for select globalist corporate colonialism to invade and take over land, but also then shut down real free market companies, as we see power plants being shut down now all over the U.S., and they're now admitting, okay, your prices are going up?
That's right. Let's try and deal with the business of invading people's villages and moving out or killing the villagers. This has happened not that far from here in Uganda, where large areas of land were cleared so that the government of Uganda could claim, quite falsely, that the land was being used as what is called a carbon sink. And all of this is the kind of nonsensical, topsy-turvy, false accounting that leads to these ghastly actions where goons from governments and from the UN go in and shoot people who are on land that they want to take over and turn into a so-called carbon sink. This is becoming rather frightening, Alex. As you know, I often have to calm you down and say, no, it's not as bad as all that. Fact is that this UN conference has gone far, far further than any other in what is essentially a sustained, malevolent attack on the free West. The entire agreement is framed so that there's no question of democratic election of this world government that they're so rapidly establishing. The 1,000 new bureaucracies that were created at Cancun are now all beavering away to undermine the West like termite ants. All of this is going on, and the most extreme document I've ever read is this latest one, with its criminal court, with its rights of Mother Earth, with the right of small island states to survive the rising sea level, which, incidentally, Alex, has been rising at a dizzying rate equivalent to 2 inches per century over each of the last 8 years, according to the latest satellite. So that's not going to give them much problem, is it? So all of this fiction and all of this fraud is now being encapsulated in one giant document, which now says they, in effect, want to make the world colder by 2 Celsius degrees, which is 3 Fahrenheit degrees. It's quite a big drop. You're getting kind of on for a third of the way back to the last ice age if you do that. That would kill hundreds of millions, but that's what the lunatics, and that's the only word I can think of to describe them, the lunatics here, are arguing for. They're arguing that carbon dioxide concentration should now be cut back to effectively not much more than 200 parts per million. And that is the point at which plants and trees die because they don't have enough carbon dioxide.
Let me stop you there because
it's quite extraordinary.
I mean, this is incredible. I want you to really bore down into this because it's important. You're there. You've gotten the document. You're breaking it down. You were instrumental at the Copenhagen event helping get the document where they called for world government and almost doubling the cuts on carbon emissions of the third world that is an admitted, billion dead people over a decade death sentence. This is almost a military attack on infrastructure, on energy that a foreign enemy, that Stalin or Hitler, could never have dreamed of achieving. And when you look at the carbon cycle, sunlight, water, carbon dioxide, and oxygen, they've picked carbon dioxide, because folks know sunlight's good, water's good, and oxygen's good. So they literally are teaching kids that carbon dioxide's evil. They have all these video games where they fight carbon dioxide monsters. But I want you to go back to what you just said and go over this document. This is breaking news at your Science and Public Policy website and at InfoWars as well. But and you guys are there in South Africa covering this, where they're openly saying they want, they've said geoengineer things if need be, because I know the world's already in a very low carbon dioxide rate from what it's been in past millennia, and actually cut it. I mean, these people, it's like a science fiction movie, like they're demons from hell or something.
What they are, Alex, is certifiably insane. There's really no other way of describing it. To want to make the planet 2 degrees cooler, which is effectively what their target now means, to want to take the level of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere down to the point where trees and plants will die, to do these things, and to say that Western emissions of carbon dioxide must begin to decline immediately, and we must cut by, get this, more than 100% by 2050. So there'll be no coal-fired power stations, no automobiles, no oil-fired power stations, no gas-fired power stations, no industry, no hospitals. We will be straight back to the Stone Age, Alex, if they get away with this nonsense, and without even the right to light a carbon-emitting fire in our caves. And if we misbehave, the International Climate Court will be there to order the troops in to make sure that we shut down our industries.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough off to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Now, here is the really odd thing about this, Alex. I'm not making this stuff up. You may think this is so extreme that Monckton must have finally flipped his top and gone completely mad or banged his head on landing off his parachute. But no, I haven't. All of this is actually in the document that I got from the UN's Documentation Center, and it was available, provided you knew to ask for it, to any journalist who wanted a copy of it. Not one of them, anywhere in the world, as far as I know, has reported the details that you'll find at scienceandpublicpolicy.org, at climatedepot.org, on your website, infowars.com. We are the few people that are telling the world what is in this document. Now, there's no incentive to me to make this stuff up, because if I did, people would look at the document and say, oh, no, it's just all fiction. He's just making it up. All of this is actually there. It is plainly of interest to the peoples of the West, so that readers of the Times of London, the Times of New York, etc., would surely be intrigued to know this stuff. And yet, and here's the really sinister thing, not a word of any of this is appearing in print. Why do you think that is, Alex? Because I can't work it out.
Well, this is what's happened. You got the secret Copenhagen text and torpedoed it. You helped publicize the emails that got leaked. And we've had several climate gates since then. I think it's fleeing forward. Instead of trying to get the incremental power grab, they see, and they've got national and international polls, as you know, coming out, that it's flipped completely. In some cases, higher than 80% know it's pure bull. People have now discovered... they've now discovered that China makes no cuts, India, Mexico, 100 plus other third world countries. We all make cuts in the West. They know it's a death sentence to our industry, and they know insiders like General Electric that are on the President's Council, the same in your country, are exempt. So they know what it is, a mafia power grab. These people aren't even well-meaning socialists at the end of the day. These are cold-blooded mafia people. So I think you've answered your own question. They're operating by stealth now and going for it all. I mean, is that what you're seeing, or is that what your gut is? I mean, what's the sense of them this time as they lash out and try to ban you from the conference? I mean, are they showing even more fear of you and Mark Moreno than they normally do?
They are absolutely terrified. I went to see Negumi Endo, who is the UN official that sent me an email arbitrarily saying, you've been banned. She didn't even say why I'd been banned. She just said, we hope you will accept that this ban was appropriate, without telling us why it was we'd been banned. It turned out that I'd been banned because, she said, I had been operating a video camera, which I hadn't been operating, and that I had been failing to obey instructions of UN officials when no UN official had given any instruction either to me or in my hearing. Likewise, they said I was harassing people, when in fact, in the end, when I said this is an outrage and I will have to go to court unless you at least withdraw that one, they backed off and said, okay, the allegation of harassment didn't have substance and wasn't pursued. The fact was, the entire thing was simply made up because they knew that if I got into that conference, which of course eventually I did by threatening to go to the court of KwaZulu-Natal, the High Court, and get an order telling the UN to behave because they hadn't complied even with the most elementary principles of natural justice. They backed off pretty quick when I threatened to do that. So I got in, got this document, and wrote it up and got it out. And they were trying very, very hard to stop me because they knew that if anybody was going to expose this scam for exactly what it is, it was probably going to be somebody like me. But yet again, they have failed. And I can tell you this, Alex, it's rather like a funeral parlor in the conference this year. At Copenhagen, there were 30,000 people. At the Cancun conference, probably 20 to 25,000. Now, I think there were about 10,000 there. The UN is claiming 15,000 were registered, but in fact, quite a lot of them didn't even bother to turn up. This whole process is collapsing. As it collapses, what we're seeing with these extremist documents is the UN desperately trying to keep the process going by adding new and absurd commitments, such as to go back halfway towards the last ice age and to reduce carbon dioxide concentrations to the point where trees and plants begin to die. These extreme measures are simply, they're the death throes of this process. That's really what it is.
Well, in closing,
yeah, they've become so entirely detached from any form of rationality or reality that they no longer understand how malevolent, how unpleasant, how anti-democratic, how anti-Western, and how downright unfair to the people and other creatures of this planet all of these measures that they propose would be. They have lost the plot, and I think the only thing we can do now, Alex, is to say that the UN and the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change must be closed down immediately, and all of the bureaucrats, of the thousands and tens of thousands of bureaucrats, hundreds of thousands of people, probably millions by now, living off the world's taxpayers, must all be kicked out and told to go and get a proper job.
Absolutely. In closing, though, how do you expect them now to regroup and counterstrike? You predicted them with all these new fear-mongering announcements. Now they've had all these other climate gates, countless ones, frauds, confirmation of the previous frauds. I mean, their credibility is shot. But as you said, tens of billions has been invested by the insider robber barons to try to consolidate power through their communist handmaidens. And so they're not going to go away. How do you expect them to reinvent themselves?
I think what they will do is they will, first of all, as usual, declare a success. They're going to negotiate all through the night. It's the usual tired public relations game plan. They will emerge tomorrow morning with their ties around their ears, stubble on their cheeks, and a wan smile on their faces, saying, "We've done it." But all they will do this time is simply have what they did at Bali, which is another so-called roadmap, which is a way of kicking bureaucratic procedures into the long grass for a few years, from which I think this time it will never emerge again. But they have a backup plan, which is the Rio Earth Summit, which is the 20th anniversary of the 1992 Rio Earth Summit. And this time I think they're going to try and put forward a binding treaty on biodiversity, which sounds all terribly gooey and friendly. And in that treaty on biodiversity, they will craftily bundle all the climate stuff in the hope that nobody will notice. However, UN bureaucrats and little Hitlers and dictators, I will be there in Rio, and don't you dare try to keep me out by lies and cheating the next time round. I will be reading every draft of this proposed treaty, and if there is any of the nonsense in it that there was in the draft which was to be considered by people here at Durban, then I will be exposing it all across the world yet again. After the Rio summit in July, there is then yet another of these annual conferences of the parties to the Framework Convention on Climate Change, scheduled for Qatar in December of next year. And I don't think that very many people will be going to that at all. They'll be lucky to get 5,000 at that. And I think this process is now dying on its feet as the science collapses. The economics has never been there. The vast majority of economic opinion says it's much better to do nothing than to try to prevent global warming by taxing, trading, regulating, reducing, or replacing CO2. And so I think that the scare is now pretty much over. And the next thing that I will be arranging is to make sure that certain bogus scientists and bogus UN officials who have clearly committed specific frauds, scientific and economic frauds, as part of this so-called process, will be reported to the police in their respective countries. We've got a whole project now to do this, and we will be sending these people for trial, and we hope that the judges, on hearing just what they've been up to, will send those who are guilty of fraud to jail.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning, right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
See it as, you know, extreme or aggressive to call for the jailing of these people, but your estimates are well researched, and I've seen other mainline estimates. If you cut the carbon by the levels they talked about in Copenhagen, and as I read over this new document, it's even more draconian in their flight forward, we're talking conservatively, as you've documented, a billion deaths. This is bigger than Hitler, Stalin, Mao, and all other 20th century mass murder combined by an order of three or four times conservatively. And we have to understand, you know, earlier when you mentioned what's going on in Africa and Latin America, it's in major news that governments and companies, to get these carbon sinks and money, are forcing people off their land, killing people, shooting them, and the news is kind of like, well, it's for the earth, I guess it's okay. I mean, we've seen the greenies come out, the London Guardian, everywhere, and endorse green fascism. They say, yes, you bet we're going to arrest you for not doing what we say. We're seizing control. We're going to burn down ski resorts. Yeah, we're going to arrest Moncton. I mean, they are aggressive authoritarians, and they're not dressed like the Nazis. They're not dressed like the Soviets. Every generation expects it to be looking the same. This is our generation's Hitlers. They've got to go to prison for the mass murder and eugenics, because you know, sir, at the end of the day, they're eugenicists. They just want to cut, as State Department Memorandum 200 says, the energy supplies of the third world that is a death sentence. I'm sorry to be ranting.
What do you think? No, well, I mean, I can quite understand, because here I am in South Africa, where the internet works occasionally, as we've just found out, and 80% of South Africa is lucky enough to have electricity. 20% still doesn't. But South Africa's electricity accounts for 60% of all the electricity consumed in Africa, which means that most countries in Africa have practically no electricity at all, except, of course, in the fancy air-conditioned government offices. So we are seeing a conspiracy, if you like, by the world's governing class, the world's increasingly communistic or fascistic classe politique, against the ordinary peoples of the world. And of course, it's the poor who get hurt first. As you were saying, the farmers of Uganda who are being kicked off their land and shot if they disagree by UN troops and Ugandan troops going in to create these entirely fictitious carbon sinks, which are complete nonsense. And this is, of course, a worrying trend. Now, it's very difficult to nail them down for genocide for what they're doing at the moment. What we can do, however, is go after those scientists and bureaucrats who have been peddling deliberate scientific frauds. And there are one or two, you can only do sort of one or two clear cases. You start with those. And you put those cases to the police with a lawyer, and you say, here is the matter of the fraud, here is how they hope to make money from it, here is how much money they've made from it, and here is why it is definitely a scientific fraud, and here is independent scientific evidence that it is a fraud. And then you get the prosecuting authorities to do their job on a relatively small number of really bad scientists who have got away with this so far because they think that the governing class of the world will protect them. But no, it won't. Once we pin down the few clearest frauds and report the various people in various countries that have perpetrated these frauds,
it'll fall like dominoes.
Once their collars start to be felt, just a couple of senior ones, they will immediately back off, and this entire process will collapse. And having seen the horror, and I mean the horror, and the genocidal destruction which this agreement that they're being asked to sign here would entail, then it is absolutely now necessary, for the sake of the life of humanity, that this process be stopped at once. And that's why we're thinking we now have to say, no more, Mr. Nice Guy. If you are a scientist that has committed a fraud for the sake of getting more funding for yourself or your university, or for the sake of going along with this scam because it gives you status and position which you wouldn't otherwise have, we are watching, we are gathering the evidence, and we will see you prosecuted. And if you are guilty of fraud, then we will see you go to jail. And in the UK, the minimum sentence for the kind of fraud that's being perpetrated here is at least 10 years imprisonment without the chance of parole.
Absolutely. And look, they're guaranteed to end up going to prison someday, because if they keep carrying out their plans, the crimes will be so great, history shows they'll be resisted, and then it won't be prison. They're going to be facing something even more than that. I mean, these people are true eugenicists, green Nazis, anti-human scum. And Lord Moncton, we really appreciate your tireless effort crisscrossing the world, in your great calling to stand up against these people. Thank you for talking to us, and we look forward to talking to you in the future. Thank you for breaking this electronic Berlin Wall media blackout that's happening in the West, and we look forward to talking.
That's a wonderful description, Alex. Electronic Berlin Wall. That is exactly what it is. These Marxist journalists who have captured one by one the newspapers and electronic media of the West
are now deliberately ganging together to throttle the West that nurtured them and destroy the lives of our people and the hopes of our industries and the future of our nations. And we must, as you rightly say, fight and fight and fight again to save the rationality and reason and cheerful chaos of the free market and the prosperity of the West and the democracy, which we have until now been fortunate to be able to take for granted. So God bless you, Alex. I'm going to hand you over now to Mark Morano.
Thank you so much, Lord Monckton. Wow, it is good to know that those guys are over there fighting, because we wouldn't even have this information if they didn't go to every one of these conferences and be basically poked and prodded and abused by the miscreant security forces of these people. Again, they're there in the same conference room. Mark Morano is now coming over via the wonders of the Internet and joining us via Skype from Durban, South Africa, give us a breakdown from his perspective on exactly what's happening there. But again, this is a news blackout on this, the most draconian. You can read it at Infowars.com, ClimateDepot.com. scienceofpublicpolicy.org, the document that reads like something out of a science fiction movie if you want to seize total control. And now for a quick interview with Mark Morano as well. I know it's late at night over there, Mark. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for breaking this blackout, this electronic Berlin Wall. So you're back in the nest of authoritarian control freaks. What's it like?
Well, as Maxwell Smart used to say, we're living in danger every minute. We're being blacked out, threatened by security, threatened to be thrown out, threatened violence, but we're loving every minute of it. This has been a situation where we go around in the media room, Lord Monckton and I, and almost to the mainstream media of the West is not interested. They look at us as though we're some kind of aliens. Our simple pitch is we're global warming skeptics that are at this conference, and we're here to condemn it. Would you like some balance in your reporting? All the mainstream media is not interested, but the developing world media is interested. And I'm talking about Chinese media, South African media, Indian media, and some other African media we did. It's amazing how the developing world is so receptive to this message. In fact, we're on the front page of the South African newspaper.
Wow.
The only climate skeptics at this conference. So they get it. But the other media, we had a press conference on Wednesday where I released the Climate Depot A to Z report. And I literally, from every letter of the alphabet, their claims not only are failing to materialize, the evidence is going the opposite direction. We were heckled by UK Guardian reporters. We were heckled by UN delegates. We were heckled by Greenpeace, who planted them in there. The UN made us start the press conference late, and they stopped us, you know, cutting our time short. They did not want us there, but we persevered. We made our presentation, the 61-page report, to the United Nations, and I told reporters there that this is now the level of medieval witchcraft. Everywhere you look at the UN, it says more floods, more droughts, more tornadoes, more hurricanes, and they all say we must act to stop this. They actually believe, like the Aztecs, that we can slaughter people and have acts of legislation to change the weather. The UN has reduced itself to medieval witchcraft at this point, where they're claiming they can control the weather. This is the most bizarre conference of all of them that I've attended. They've really morphed into we can control the weather. Now, it's not even really that much about global.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas sun dehydrating and preparedness kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
They teach school children there shouldn't even be seasons now, and they cry whenever they see housing developments. I have family this has happened to. They say they're murdering the bunny rabbits. It's incredible brainwashing. Now, I was talking to Lord Monckton, obviously, a few minutes ago, who's there with you, and he was describing this as violent death throes. Do you concur with that analysis, and what's the overall spirit of these people?
Yeah, I've been to pretty much every conference since the Earth Summit in 2002, and then they've always picked exotic locations, even Bali, Indonesia, and South America. And this is by far the conference with the least amount of energy, least amount of interest, and a total of boredom has set in, because everyone knew going into this that there was going to be no world leaders here. President Obama didn't come. There were no Hollywood celebrities. Angelina Jolie, Leonardo DiCaprio, Harrison Ford, even Al Gore were all supposed to be here, and none of them showed up. And this is just, it's in the death throes. And I think what's happening now is a retooling of this entire environmental thrust. And the Rio conference, which I believe will be the end of May into June of 2012, is going to be a shift where climate is now going to be rolled into the larger issue of sustainable development, species, deforestation, and in a way that serves the UN purposes much better, because instead of just focusing on the atmosphere and industry, now they can control the oceans, now they can control roadways, land use, agriculture, you name it. Under that rubric of sustainable development, they can cover it all. And we cannot ever forget that it was Republican presidents who got us into this. The first George H.W. Bush in 1992 went to the first Earth Summit and committed the United States to these United Nations treaties, which then led to Kyoto, which then led the second George Bush sent Colin Powell to the Earth Summit in Johannesburg, South Africa, which I was at. The Bush family has done more to commit the United States to environmental and United Nations lunacy than all the Democrats combined. And we have to look at our two top nominees, and we have to get terrified. Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich are incapable of standing up to the United Nations, of standing up to the International Green Movement. Mitt Romney, who had John Holdren as an advisor, is clueless. Newt Gingrich, who has a new book coming out next year, has a climatologist named Catherine Hayhoe, who is a committed and embarrassing global warming alarmist. Don't be fooled for a moment by Newt Gingrich's recent sounding of skepticism. Neither of these candidates are equipped to handle this, and it will be nothing more than a continuation of the disastrous policies of Bush 1 and Bush 2 if either of these Republicans get in.
Well, it's good to see you fired up, and I've never seen you quite like this. Certainly, you can smell blood with these fraudsters. Of course, it was at the Rio de Janeiro conference, as you know, it was in 92, where Maurice Strong publicly said, we're going to have a post-industrial world. We are going to shut down the United States. We are basically going to carry all of this out. And that is exactly what they were basically able to do. So looking at this, I wanted to bring up a couple of positive points that I've seen here in the U.S., and that is the EPA on its own came out and said we're going to shut down most of the coal power plants, of course, those that aren't owned by insiders like General Electric. Obama's had to back off on declaring carbon dioxide, at least from those, as deadly nerve gas poison that plants breathe, but still he's moving ahead with some of the shutdowns. And, of course, you know, the EPA was going to declare hay dust and any type of dirt or dust on your farm as $10,000 fines first offense. Just a total way to shut down small farmers and ranchers. The House passed by a giant margin today. The Hill newspaper is reporting that they're not going to do that. I mean, this is clearly just a way for this government mafia to make breathing evil, dust on a farm evil. I mean, it is so incredible that more and more this is a selective economic warfare attack by people that have said they want a post-industrial world and who've always hated the free market and capitalism.
Yeah, this is death by bureaucratic bean counters. They've gone after our ice makers on our refrigerators. They've gone after our dishwasher. Our dishwashing liquid now has to be green and therefore not cleaning. They've gone after the washing machines. They've sapped the water and the power. They've gone after our toilets, our shower heads. The Japanese government's telling the citizens that to go to bed early to prevent global warming. The UN chief has said people can't order ice water in restaurants because of the carbon footprint. And the level of control that George Orwell didn't contemplate. He who controls carbon controls life, and I will add to that with the Rio Earth Summit coming up. He who controls carbon and controls land use policy and even the oceans controls the world, and that's what they're going for. And this isn't conspiracy talk. This is in their documents. We're looking at this document. One of the most hilarious things about this 138-page document that Lord Monckton wrote about was they want to stop wars, not because wars are bad for people, not because wars are bloody, but they want to stop it because of war's impact on the atmosphere. In other words, the greatest reason not to fight a war is concern over climate change and global warming. This is the level of absurdity we've reached.
All right, we're getting a bit of a Skype breakup there from Durban, South Africa, but that's okay. It's great to even have your audio. It's kind of like an old Star Trek episode where we're talking to you from 20 light years away, and it's breaking up a bit. Going from memory, they're going to pull it up, and we might even cut the video in. A few months ago, we went to one of the Smart Growth conferences here in town, and they had, I think, the head of the Nature Conservancy was there, and Mark Tursik, head of the Nature Conservancy, and they went up to him and said, we'd like to speak to you about coal, because they were there saying shut down coal. And when they brought up, hey, Obama said, you know, in that video clip that he wanted to bankrupt coal, what's your view on that? And he said, whoa, I'm not talking to you, interview over, and ran off like he was a vampire confronted with a giant silver cross. I mean, used to these people would get on the offensive if you got on the offensive. Now they just turn tail and run, and more and more they don't have that crazed power seizing look in their eyes. They're trying to regroup, as you said, and move on.
Major environmental and climate organizations are shutting their doors. They're firing staffers. Climate stock exchanges are collapsing. This was truly subprime science, subprime economics, subprime politics, but we can never count them out, because there's never any previous environmental scare that had this kind of funding, backing of the UN or backing of the media. It's unprecedented. So it doesn't just die. And the head of the UN, Rajendra Pachauri, the climate panel, is on record as saying global warming is but a symptom of a larger problem. And that larger problem is sustainable development and species extinction. They're already on record as doing the great shift. So I think what's going to happen is they're going to regroup. Climate's not going to go away, but it's going to be part of a larger picture where they're going to go after every conceivable way that human beings interact. And as a former founder, a co-founder of Greenpeace, Patrick Morris said, the modern environmental movement today is the most anti-human agenda that we have. We have at the UN conference, they had torches, solar torches they were trying to peddle for sub-Saharan Africa. People living in huts made of dung aren't offered coal-fired power plants, which Obama and other environmentalists prevent, but they're offered solar torches to read by at night. This is the perverse way, and there are actually people like Governor Brown in California who believe the developing world can't develop. The environmentalists tell them they can't have what we have. Darn, they missed it, but we've already raped the earth, and they can't rape it either. They can't make
well. Well, look, you've been studying this as long as I have, but I've read all their literature. We've got hundreds of their books that I've read, Aaron Dykes has read here in our office in the last decade. I've made films on it. The lower-level people mean well or useful idiots like supporters of Lenin and Stalin or Hitler. But at the higher levels, they say, look, well, there are too many people. We're going to get rid of these brown scum. You know, Margaret Sanger said, we got to hire blacks as our front so we can kill these weeds. Well, we'll say we're liberal. You know, we, the American Nazis, in their words, have to pose as liberal to get away with this and not let them know that. And that's what it is. It's a death sentence. At the higher levels, yes. It's about, and they say it, blocking the third world from developing, which, by the way, actually makes people have less children, but they don't care. It's just about cold-bloodedly blocking their development. And so at the top from my research, these are knowingly extremely virulent, racist people. You know, look at Obama, you know, increasing the funding for abortions in Africa. These are very, very sick people. From your research, have you found parallels to that, or do you disagree?
No, absolutely. In fact, Obama's science advisor, John Holdren, has actually said, first of all, cheap energy is one of the hazards of a free society. And secondly, and most shockingly, he's on record. We dug up old newspaper clippings in the early 1970s that aren't available on LexisNexis or Google. And that John Holdren was vociferously opposing the agricultural revolution of Norman Borlaug that brought agricultural and ended famine throughout Asia in the late 1960s, 1970s. John Holdren opposed it because he didn't want the earth to be able to sustain that many extra people. Here was a classic example. When confronted in life, you have a choice. John Holdren chose death. John Holdren chose anti-technology. Norman Borlaug went on to win the Nobel Prize. He was one of the most celebrated scientists of our age, a man who probably saved hundreds of millions of people from starvation. And he just died a few years ago. He was also a global warming skeptic. But Norman Borlaug was a hero. John Holdren was a eugenicist who now is feted by the mainstream media and Obama. So it's exactly what is going on. And these people are in high office right now.
Unbelievable. But we are seeing the mainstream media's decline right along with government's approval rating, right along with the climate panic pushers. I mean, certainly their fleeing forward, I think, is only going to destroy them.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.